Simon Tafnun Hey Sif Aleph Mishabur Sif Katan Yutes. So he said that there's the Mayim Shalonu, because when used for a mitzvah, isn't affected by the din of the Mayim Bishkunas Ameis or the Mayim Bishasat Kufa, but it is still preferable to put a barzel in, because Chazal said that if there's barzel in the water, then there's no concern. Thank you. So there's no concern of the danger. So even though over here we're saying there's a din of shemar mitzvah lo yeda dabar ra, and therefore it's not a problem, it's still preferable you test tefil chachila hanukadim shatkufa nafelus before the tkufa happens to put the barzel into the water. Mm-hmm. Okay, chav barzel. So that's regards to the issue of that it helps for the pshas tkufa. Now, do I have to be worried about what about the chometz issue? Maybe there's some chometz on this barzel. Yikach barzel chodesh oinoki, but it should be new piece of metal which hasn't been used for a kli any time. Okay. Or it, you know that it's clean. When you put it in, you shouldn't put it in. You shouldn't submerge your hand into the water. You should rather use a piece of string to tie around it and lower it in that way. Because the warmth of the hands warms the water, and then you've affected your mayim shalonu. Okay. So there's okay. Okay. Bashar Yumashona Yunich Melach Chosen. Other times there are other options of things which you can put into the water which would help for Shasat Kufu. Can put some salt in the water. We don't put any salt because in the water, because again the salt causes the chemo process to go more quickly. It heats it up. Or a chesim of tit, I guess, is the other what the chesim means. Or you seal it. I'm not sure exactly what that is. But those aren't options apparently now. These are not options now because of the cheshash kimut. So only eats is barzel and has to be clean new barzel with nothing is on it, etc. The Mosadisha brings, if I put it into a clean barzel, would that help? He says that he brings from Riyashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv said that would help. By putting in the clean barzel, would accomplish the same thing. Okay. Then he said, you should not have a non-Jew be the person who draws the water. It's something used for a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. It's not proper to hand it off to a non-Jew. That's not b'di'evad going to impact the validity of the water. The water's kosher. Just the water is kosher. Just. Cheskil is not proper that a goy should be one who's doing it, and that's for the other matzahs. Also, a Jew should do it. So, what is that about? Chafes, aflashar matzahs, mishum shlo yitin l'secha chometz. Come welcome, aim bezakapeder mishum shamenek l'sanin. You don't know. He might put some crumbs. You know what he's going to get into the water. He might drip some crumbs in there or something like that. But the Maisa, we are there. The standard is we filter the water anyway, so it's not such a big problem. Then he says if it's possible, the minhag is to take water which has been designated for Matzah Shal Mitzvah. The Chav Gimel, Matzah Shal Mitzvah, Yerma B'Shas Hashiva, L'Shem Matzah is Mitzvah. Person should actually speak it out. You're doing it for that purpose. And our minhag is to put in the kli cheres chadashim, and you should not be mishanas the change the minhag. Even if they were used for Pesach, they're Pesach the Kekelim. We don't use them. So what's the problem? Why do we have to use the ones if they're Pesachic? Because the ones which are older they're not so pleasant. It's lacking in the hedrum, lacking in the hedrum mitzvah element by using such a klicheris which is old. Therefore, it says Mishal Eitz. Rama said it's not the fact that it's old, not a problem. Chavei Mishal Eitz, not a problem. Who then shall even if it's made out of stone? The fact that it's old again, it's not mias. A klicheris mitzupim shekaren glazirt. Your klicheris which has a glaze on it, so it doesn't become. But plain earthenware, once you have the water sitting in it, it's the actual just the earthenware itself. So it exudes different things and it becomes very unpleasant. And he calls the dafka shalin hishtamash b'melu b'mayim b'vad. All that was used for was water. And so there was no question of chimutz, no question of any of the usages, no question of chametz. The only issue is, it's nice or not nice. But what about kelim which have been used for other purposes? Alvok imhoya behen me perish. Perish. Kolamashkim chutz b'mayim was used for any other type of liquid besides water. Nikroi me perish in yaday. So when we say me perish, we mean any other liquid. So use any other liquid besides water. So now this kli has absorbed other liquids. And now when the water sits in it, it's going to allow some of those other liquids to seep out from the walls into the water. Okay, so Torah Lizer Shal Elisha by Elim Ken Hikilok Mikoidim. Okay, you should not use this kalim to draw the Mayim Shuvim unless you've done Hagola on the kli and thereby removed all of the liquid which is in the walls. Why? Lefishim eperes kishim is arab matrihem b'mayim memar hamayim lahachim it's isak shinu lusha b'hem k'moshi yisbar b'sim in Tav Samach Beis. We're going to say later on in Tav Samach Beis that meperes, we paskin meperes do not create chametz. If a person uses solely meperes in the dough, no water at all, the dough does not become chametz. And even though we see that it rises, that's called sirchen ba'am, it's not really chimutz. But on the other hand, if there, mayperis have a property that if there is water there, even a little bit of mayperis mixed in the water will cause the water to the dough to rise even more quickly than usual. So it's possible you've used a kli which has other liquids absorbed in the walls. Some of that will get mixed into the water, and then the water it'll cause the chemist process to go more quickly than usual. Therefore,
the earthenware vessel should be coated over. Something.
He's saying, well, there's two issues. One of them is,
or use a wooden vessel. Right? I mean, a stone vessel.
We use a stone vessel or a wooden vessel or a klicheris. We don't mind the fact that it's older because it doesn't become mos. Whereas a klicheris, which is older, without if it's not glazed, it becomes mias. It's not a hider mitzvah. Okay. Pshita, zot the Mishnah Berurah writer, the royal lesser mashalichim chavias gedolus. It's improper to take large barrels shemarzikin behem dvash, which are used to hold honey. Umadichim esom, and you wash them out. Mesimim behem mayim lematzis. But what we use that to store the water, which we use in the place where they're baking. Disregard who that's the mamash and iser the mafit may perish. It's going to expel the liquid of the may perish into the water. It's going to hasten the chemitz process. You might be dealing with making some chametz. The chachil toiv lizor shal elisha bechli anchoshes filhu chadish fish anchoshes mechamim. Furthermore, you should not use kelim made out of nechoshes. The nechoshes has a property that it warms things up. Of a b'di'ebedein lochush, The water sat in this kli nechoshes for many days. To use them. People have a minute that even chachila they do use it, close to the Magen Avraham. To do the lisha in it. They use it for the drawing. They need one night to cool off. They don't cool off overnight in that kli nechoshes as well as they do in sitting in other kelim. Okay. Zok the Mechaber, base, sif base. Yesh Armim, Shamayim Hamukhunosim Besisterna. You have a cistern, right? So you have a big cistern. And it's covered, it's gathered together, the water, and it's covered on top.
Yesh Armim.
Yeah, basically, yes, I'm going to say. So, Mutter Lolish Behem Samach Lashivosim. Since it's not sitting in the deep ground, it just sits on the ground, so they have a cistern or in the ground, above ground, that is covered, so the sun's not hitting it because it's covered.
A cistern, is it rain falls in there, or just a storage place for water?
Either way.
I mean, some water you could have had sitting there for the past week. Or
right. But normally, see, normally the problem is because water sits in the ground. The ground, the water, as it comes out from the ground, the water is heated from lower down. But over here, it just sits on the. It's basically sitting on the surface of the face of the earth. So the problem is getting heated from the sun. It's not during the daytime. It's not because it's covered. Getting heated from below. It's not because it's not really in the ground. Mm-hmm. So you can use it right away. That's what the Yeshurim says. So the Vein Lahok of Dover Imloy Bishas al Chak. But you should only rely on that Heter Bishas al Chak. So the Mishnah Berurah. This is turn up. Human bear. Habonoi Tachtov. Sivasov. Vagamil Lamala Humachusa. So it's built, it has something beneath, it has something on the sides, something that's covered on top. So it's basically protected from all sides. Rehem kimchunosim b'kli, it's like it's sitting in a kli. So sitting in a kli, so it's been sitting in a kli, it's not sitting on the ground, it doesn't have the whole need for mayim shalonu, because it was never in the ground. Because it doesn't get warm from the sun beneath. It's built up on the ground. The sun does not affect it from above because it's covered. So that's what these Yesh Amrim says, begins from the Ravid. The water is not cold. So we see that it is affected by the heat. So what's the pshat? So what's the takar of pshat? V'yesh lemer. Kivin d'mishabinyan mechubar l'karak and the mice is attached to the ground. Av shehu merutzav, even though it has a floor to it. K'mokim miskam mechem eshtemesh shemhalat mitachas l'karak. So the same when the ground gets warm, the bottom of this cistern also gets warmed. Like other water, this is also going to need mayim shalom. It has to be heavily enough. In labishas atzak, even though there is, you rely on it. Chol ze b'she'en hamayim noyvi mitachas avitzpo. There's nothing flowing. It just sits there There's no water flowing from beneath coming into it. You can theoretically have it, the place where the water flows into this, you have a large holding container, but the way you get the water in, so the water's coming in from below. So that's is water's coming in from under the ground. Or there's some type of a pipe system which pours water into it. Kastin is a box. A rar kastin, I don't know exactly what it is, but it says in the footnote in the bottom over here, it was a box, like a container, which is kept near the river. They would divert water through pipes into this box. So the water is water from the river. And you cannot be makel, and if it needs mayim, it has to have a lino. It's connected. Okay. A plump, water which is in a pump. Then definitely you cannot be mekel. It's in a well, so the well pulls it out. So at the cut, you might cover it on top, but below it's connected to the water in the ground. Which is what you need that's all Mayim Shalom is all because of water on the ground. So why is this better than any other water? So he says, B'shas HaTchak, B'chol Vakar M'v'yesh L'mayim Shuvim Shalonu, so you have an option between the Mayim, which has already been long, and it's already out of the ground, and this water in the cistern, about you would use the water, you have to use that water instead. Maybe it was drawn too early. Maybe it was drawn too late. It's still better that you know that it definitely had lina than the water in the cistern. That's what he said. As we said, b'di'evad, even water which is drawn by day or by night till chatzos, b'di'evad is usable. So that's a better option in the case of the cistern. Make shama mishenikla tu mina aver ein tzarech lina. When he's karmel b'aver derech, you read awesome. As they go through the atmosphere, they cool off. So as they pull together and go beneath the surface, they warm up again. But right now, they're cool. If you're not going to use that water, which the rainwater, immediately, you can't put it in a place where it's going to lose its cold. You put a place where it shouldn't be in the sun. Okay. Fine. Gimel, Sif Gimel. Ein lalush b'mayim chamin, filo loy nischamu ela b'chamu. Can't be warm water, even if it's just warmed in the sun. Coals can't have it warmed over a fire. Lo b'mayim hagrufim midud gadol. If you have a large pot, you only remove the coals from the bottom, and it was like a water heater, like a percolator. Their percolator, they don't have electric on the bottom, they have coals there. See, if you remove the coals from the bottom, but the water sitting in the metal of the keli still maintains its heat, and therefore that the water is still warm. You can't, even if it's lukewarm, you can't use it. If you look at Shehinah Heshtata, there's no fire there anymore. Now, Vim over Velosh, if the person did use Mayim Chamen, or this Mayim Pershim, for the purpose of making the dough, Ben Bailu, whether in these cases we just mentioned, or Ben Bimayim Shalalong, or the case where it was Mayim, which is regular water, but it hadn't set overnight. The loch is also, but yeah, the dough, the matzah is also. Can't eat it. So I'm saying the case over here where the water was sitting in the hot water urn, which warmed it, that's a problem. But Mayim Shalalonu, that level of warmth, it's just, but yeah, but it's not going to, that there is, but yeah, we need Mayim Shalalonu, but yeah, but it's not going to ask. Yeshem the Meshagig Mutter, some come along and say, which means they agree, that Mikra is in its Mutter, that therefore Meshagig its Mutter, but Mezid, we give the guy a Kanas. We can rely on that opinion. If a person mistakenly used Mayim Shalalonu, you can be Samech B'riyeva to be Mahatir. Zot HaMishnah Berurah B'Mayim Chamen, Chavtes. Even though it's cooled off, it's not hot anymore, it's lukewarm, still also not. Furthermore, it's totally cooled. Some say you can't use it for making matzahs because it was warm at one point in time. Some say, no, that's not true. If you know for sure that it's totally cooled off, so it's totally cooled off. So, good. You can use it for something else. These cholkim, in this case, it's the son of the gabri. So we had some who say it's still also, some say it's mutter. You some want to say that it's mutter b'shasat chak. We have some rubik again. Sheover v'losh b'hem harba matzahs. It wasn't just a few matzahs; it was many matzahs. It was a large amount. He used it for already. So to have some rubik. Or b'shasat chak, simply saying there's some other pressure, like it didn't have a chance to make anything else before peso, something of that type. It was shasat chak, or because of a loss of money. So what was the case? The case over here was, well, you can't use my magrufim mitud gadol. So does that mean mitud gadol? That wasn't the water just heated in there. The water that's heated in there is obviously don't use. You heated up the urn, went with it, now you took all the coals, you put some other water in there. That other water is affected by the heat of the metal. Because the nature of this urn, you should totally tell me because it's always heated. Its nature is it keeps it holds its heat for a long time. Therefore, any water put inside will become lukewarm. It's a thick bottom layer. The floor of the kli is thick. So, and then you put the fire beneath that. So the bottom of the kli, which is where the fire is here, then the bottom of the kli, and then there's the kli. So that bottom of the kli has been having the direct heat from the fire, and it's very thick, so it absorbed it, you know, so even though the outside of it feels cool, the inside is still warm. So the water inside is pressure. The hainu, but how much is called pressure? Kechabim is haraik. Question: Lukar means already it has the temperature of the Kamimus Harik. We mentioned this before. That at the temperature, which is equivalent of when a person spits out of their body, the body, the temperature of the the saliva is the same temperature as the inside of his body, which is 98.6. The actual surface of the person can be quite much more lower temperature. It can be cool, much cooler. You can have a difference of over 20 degrees between the surface temperature of the person's skin and the temperature inside the person's saliva, the person's mouth. So now the temperature of that spit feels warm to the touch, to the skin. So if the water got to that temperature, the heat of Kachemimus Aroik, temperature where saliva, the heat of saliva normally, summer water, which is much warmer. That's if that was the level of warmth that you have over here in this water. So you say that bidi avid it's hasr. There's no difference if the kli which you're talking about was a metal kli and the chayshus kli, and therefore it's somewhat maintaining, or it was made out of cheres, but that area maintains its heat for a long period of time. So even if you put new water in there, we say to assume the water is going to be warmed by it, it's not acceptable. So if it gets to the point of its parshim, and you person did lisha with it, so bidi avid it's even bidi avid it's also. I'm alone with Gimel now. Yeah, you say it too.
Mm-hmm.
Does your person cut on the Gimel?
Yes.
Yeah. Also, so he said that most of the laws that this water which we use with Mayim Shalonu, not Mayim Shalonu, or Mayim which got heated, so Bidi Eved, it's Osir. So the Mishabura, Haino Bachila, the Isser is Bachila. But we don't answer we don't answer it, even if you used warm water, because we don't know vada this erasa, so we're not machzik erasa. Or alternatively, this whole issue is an issue of the Rabban and the Chashash, so they didn't give a kanas in the case where he was doing everything properly.
So you're saying it's not chometz then? I think definitely it's not chometz.
Right, he's saying you're going to allow us.
It's kanas, but we're saying it's not chometz. Because if it was chometz, you wouldn't have an aura.
Correct. So some say Bishag is mutter. Right, it's only chashash.
Oh, okay.
Right, we're afraid that the water got warm in the middle when you did the dough, you didn't do it quickly enough, possibly in a few steps of the chashash.
So achila is a bigger, it's a bigger, you do a bigger chumra for achila than hanoah. Right, the machmer for achila but not hanoah.
Correct. Shagamutzer, Kol Hani the Chashav Behu Zasev Koi. Let's go back to everything which you mentioned. Whether the case of the water which is warm, the case of the water you put into the pot afterwards, whether Maim Shalalonu, the Lacha is Shag is Mutter. So that applies to all of them. Kimish Ein Nikr by Simani Chimutz Lo Kansu Shag. So you shouldn't have used it because the Pasik facilitate chimutz. But if you check the item over and there's no indication that it's started to rise yet, that's called simoni chimutz. It started to ferment, chametz. So there's no sign that it happens. So, but yeah, in the case of a sugar, they didn't answer it. Okay. B'shas etchak, you're saying on that opinion. B'shas etchak. But so remember, the b'di'evad imlosh b'shoge chol elu v'en lo isa acheres. They made their matzahs already with this dough b'shoge. He has no other dough, so something on the hatter. Is that korah moel? Because of the maim shalodonu, filip lo etchak. Is a hatter in Losh B'Shege. Furthermore, the person of B'Shege, even though there was no other outside external pressure, that itself, B'Shem the Yesh B'Tirim, but he had a fill up a Losh B'Hem B'Mezid, but now, some B'Mati, even in case he did a B'Mezid, it's a Kalb B'Charmer, in case he did a B'Shege, it's Mutter, Shard the Wormer, the B'Charmer, then the Hakel, Kim B'Shas, Adchak. Lam of Ov. Let's see if we can just finish up over here. Yep. Im Ovar. If a person did a b'shagig, because of the Hanel Davkim Ovar b'losh b'diyev. Al chaskila lolish b'hem osa filo ein lo mayim mechirim. Even if no the water, the chaskila we don't use this. Ve'achol pesach the worm mechirim. The other things. Tivunei matzah. On the Malayla Rishon, Kadeshal Yibatam, it's to say the Raisa Yeshal Hokob Lalashem. So the first night we say, listen, we'll be Makel, like you get make for your first night. But after that, Tony Matzo. So you'll have to find other things to eat. That's not a heter. Bishai Yibalosh, a person was over Bishai again, and he used my Mishal Adonu. You shouldn't use it for mitzvah matzah. Even going to tell you that it'd be the evidence mutter. That's not the chaskila. You should not use it for matzah's mitzvah. Okay.